Okay, why don't we go ahead and get started? Thank you everyone for being here today. The last session before the big party tonight. And so thanks very much, I really appreciate that. My name is Chris Kale. I'm a group marketing manager in the Windows Embedded Group at Microsoft. How many of you know, when I say embedded devices or embedded systems, how many of you know what that means? That's great. Sometimes a lot of people aren't quite sure what we're talking about. We're talking about all the tons of devices you interact with every day, from ATMs at the bank, retail point of sale systems, handheld terminals, all kinds of devices like that. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about not just devices, but a broader category where we see great opportunity for your business called intelligent systems. And we really think that is the next big opportunity for not just embedded systems, but overall enterprise computing. Some of the things I hope you'll be able to take away after we're done here today is understand what do we mean by intelligent systems, understand the technical attributes that go into a good intelligent system and what it's made up of. We'll talk a little bit about customer and industry momentum. Intelligent systems is not just a Microsoft term. It's something we've been working with Intel and others in the industry, so we'll talk about that. And we'll close by going through some of the Microsoft technologies that help enable you to build an intelligent system. The first thing I want to do, though, is throw out a big number, and that number is $50 billion. Harbor Research and IDC Research forecast that there'll be 50 billion connected devices by the year 2020. Now, that's a pretty staggering number, if you think about it. It's mind-blowing. And it's not just, you know, typical phones and PCs or tablets. By billions of devices, they're talking about handheld terminals, machines inside, manufacturing automation machines, point-of-sale terminals, ATM kiosks, smart technologies, a whole bunch of really powerful, interesting devices and form factors. And that's really what's driving this intelligent systems revolution, all these different devices. Just to put it in perspective, the growth of connected devices is pretty staggering. Right now, there's 2 billion PCs on the planet. There's 5 billion phones that people are using. There's actually 7 billion people on the planet, so we're quickly being outnumbered here. And there's 50 billion, as I said, forecasted smart devices, intelligent devices by the year 2020. And then beyond that, they're forecasting 10 trillion different objects and technologies with smart technology in them, ranging from RFID chips to sensors, as well as intelligent smart operating systems, which is what we're going to focus on today. And I got a bit of a trivia question here. There is a year that the number of smart devices surpassed the number of people on the planet. Does anybody know the year that that took place? I'll give you an exciting Microsoft Windows Intelligent Systems in Action brochure if you can come up with the year. Or I'll give you a t-shirt or something. I'll come up with something on the fly. Anybody know the year? This is a true fact. So there's a year when the number of intelligent connected devices surpassed the number of people. Guesses, anyone? What year? 1995? No, a little more recent than that.
2008.
Who said that? Well done. Congratulations. Boy, you got it right. Very good.
T-shirt. Yeah. T-shirt.
I will give you, afterwards, I've got an exclusive speaker t-shirt. You can have that one. You can have mine. That's all I've got. I'm sure we can come up with something else. Yeah, so 2008. So that's very, very exciting that all these devices are coming online. And it's really making for an exciting time in the industry. So all these devices are really coming about through a number of technological forces that are driving this change. Excuse me. The first is connectivity. Many years ago, some of the devices we interact with every day now were very standalone. They were an island. We would use them. They would help us out with whatever we were doing. They would collect data, collect information, but they wouldn't talk to anybody else. They would just stand alone on their own. Nowadays, they're no longer an island. They're connected to back-end systems. They're sharing their information with servers. And they're also talking to each other, device to device. And we'll go through that. This idea of big data. All this data that's coming about is fueling the need for more devices. And the devices themselves are generating the data. Megabytes upon megabytes of data every day are just being churned out by all the devices. Computing power is another factor. As obviously chips get faster and smaller and different form factors, it's allowing much more sophisticated technology to go into many items we never thought about. They can put RFID tags on everything and track everything from when it gets created through to when it gets shipped to when it gets sold in the store. Human interactivity is also driving a lot of the change. We all love connecting through Facebook, through Twitter, driving connections with our friends, colleagues, and business partners. That's helping fuel the need for more and more interaction. And finally, security. As we get more comfortable engaging with devices, and as those devices get more sophisticated, you know, if security wasn't there keeping up with this, we would not feel comfortable using the devices. So security continues to improve and makes us feel more comfortable to use the device. Therefore, we continue to use the device and drive further and further growth in the industry. So those are just some of the factors. There's obviously a lot more, but those are the big ones we see that's really shaping where we're going here. Now, with all these devices, as I said, comes some dramatic change in data. Each device is churning out lots of data. And that is a good thing, we believe. We're not going to look at it as a fearful thing. Oh my gosh, what do we do? Really, data and all the streams that continually come to us are going to help us improve the business, improve our business, and you can use it to improve your business. We really see data as the new currency of business. Those who can capture it and harness it and do a really good job of taking advantage of it will change their business and grow and help drive their company into greater things in the future. So, but, you know, how do we deal with all this data? And what, you know, if we just had devices kind of roaming around out there collecting data, it wouldn't really help us. And that's where intelligent system and the concept of intelligent systems came in and came to be. Now, this definition I have on the screen here of an intelligent system, and I'll go through it real quick. You know, we see an intelligent system enables data to flow across an enterprise infrastructure, spanning the devices where the data is gathered from both your employees and your customers to the back-end systems you have, where that data is translated and turned into action. And this definition is one we use at Microsoft. It's very similar to one that IDC uses, as well as Intel and a number of others in the industry. So we don't feel like we're alone in this. Everyone's kind of seeing intelligent systems in the same way. And that, they see it as that next big opportunity. But really, intelligent systems is not, the thing I want to make sure you take away here is not just about the devices. It's the devices that together, as a combination, work with your solutions inside your organization, connecting to your servers, driving the insight which drives the business change. That whole picture together is what makes a great intelligent system. So as we think about intelligent systems and we think about, you know, why would a company care about it, I just wanted to kind of represent this very graphically for you. It starts with the devices. Okay, that's what we're starting with today. Different types of devices, different form factors. It could be an in-vehicle device. It could be a handheld. It could be a kiosk. It could be a tablet. Many different types of form factors used by your customers, your employees, your partners. All these devices are gathering information kind of out on the edge of your network. They're at the forefront, the main point of contact in the business. As those devices gather their information, they're then feeding them back to your back-end systems. Those could be on-premise, hosted in your own organization, or they could be out in the cloud. It doesn't matter to us. We think there's great opportunity either way for you. And then that data is being consumed. It's being stored there, managed properly, secure. And then from there is when the real power starts to take off. That's when business intelligence happens. So the data comes in. It can be analyzed and looked at for any discrepancies. Maybe something suddenly, a particular product suddenly starts to dip in sales. You can see that right away and make corrections. And then you can take that data and feed it back into the organization. And then from there, people can make changes. And then you can take it all the way to the device level. So if you're learning something very quickly, you can push it all the way back out to the device and help your employees interact with customers in a much richer, more impactful way. Now, this loop is continuous. This isn't just a one-time thing. So we're collecting information on the devices on the left-hand side of the screen, pushing it through the organization, continually analyzing it and bringing it back and forth again and again. The more this happens, the more rapid this continues to go, the more valuable that data continues to be and turns it into real insight and information. So that gives you kind of a visual overview of an intelligent system, conceptually how it works from kind of devices through to the back end. Each intelligent system, beyond that concept, we feel has six core attributes. Six core technology attributes that really makes it up, makes up an intelligent system. There's both foundational and advanced. Foundational is as it sounds like. These are the basic building blocks to a really good intelligent system. And we see three parts to this. The first is identity. Okay, this is the ability to deliver the right data at the right time, in the right context, to the right person. We're all familiar with this now. Most of us probably have a card key. We can get access to certain parts of our building with the card key. In the future, these devices will be smarter to know, as I come up to a particular machine, maybe the machine will give me certain information. Someone else, as we approach, it changes and gives them certain information on the same machine. We also see a time where the actual devices themselves will have identity. So we met with a customer of ours who deals with large oil manufacturing and processing plants, and they said certain types of machines and vehicles cannot go within a certain radius. And they're exploring how do you actually have triggers that prevent that device from being carried in by mistake. So it would recognize a device in an identity setting. Security is the second foundational attribute. Obviously, all this data you have, you don't want someone who gets their hands on one of your devices to be able to access the data. And when you're collecting the data, you want it to be securely transferred to your back-end systems. So security is a really important part of this as well. Connectivity is the third one. This isn't just about, hey, I'm connected here, this device is connected to this server, isn't that great, and we just push data between the two. Connectivity has to be smart, and in the future, connectivity is going to be all about when do I connect? For example, if you have a situation where you have a fleet of vehicles, maybe some trucks with devices built inside them that are tracking road conditions, driving habits, gas usage, you don't want that truck streaming data continuously as it travels the highways and you shoot it out over the cellular network. That's going to be very expensive. So technology could be put in whereby the truck, as the truck reaches a certain point, maybe another one of your buildings, it automatically picks up on a Wi-Fi network and transmits the data at that point. Or you can do it a different way where it actually, where the truck stops for the evening at one of your plants or factories. So you can see then the connectivity starts to work to your advantage. You get the right data at the right time without costing an arm and a leg. The next set of attributes are a little bit more advanced. We think if you have the first three, you've got a good intelligent system, and you can do varying levels within that. But then as you get to advanced, this is where the richness of an intelligent system takes off. So the first one is manageability. All the devices that go out into the world, you need to keep track of. And so you need great software to manage them, make sure you know where they are, first of all. A number of our customers say they have devices, they just don't know where they are. So we want to help them with that. So where are they? What's on them, each machine? You want to be able to push updates out to them, push fixes or changes to the software to improve the usability. A good example of this is the company Redbox. So my family and I love Redbox, and every time I go to it, I think it must be interesting for them to have to manage all these kiosks. This is the DVD rental company. Hopefully everyone, I just assume people know what Redbox is, but the DVD rental kiosks out in front of all these stores, they have to manage all those. And they don't want to send someone there all the time to make patches or updates or change the interface. So a really good manageability solution will allow them to push updates out directly and make changes on the fly. The fifth one is user experience. The more enjoyable the experience, the more we want to interact with the activity and with the device, and the more we'll continue to get great use out of it. And this could be anything from touch screens, which we're familiar with now, voice recognition, gesture with the Kinect product you've hopefully all seen. It could be any number of ways to interact with it. And that will continue to get richer and richer in the future. And the last one's analytics. And this is really where intelligent systems takes off. All that data coming to the back end, you want to be able to process it and drive real-time change for your business. I'll go back to the Redbox example. As I was thinking this through, I know that Redbox can monitor what's being sold and what's being or rented, I should say, and what's being returned. And so they know maybe a particular movie's moving really fast. They'll be able to get trends. Are certain genres doing well? Are certain genres not doing well? They can change how they stock the machine. But then I was thinking about, they could even, I don't work for Redbox, but they could even get to a point where they say, hey, if a particular movie's moving really fast, I could email my local customers within a particular zip code and let them know, hey, we know you like this type of movie. You better get over to Redbox right away because it's not going to be there on Saturday night for you unless you go ahead and rent it now. And that's just, one I was thinking through as a way they could really use the power of analytics to drive change in their business and how they interact with customers. So those are the six attributes, and we see that being, we feel comfortable that like others in the industry as well feel like these are the cornerstones to a great intelligent system. What I want to do now is just show, take it to a level, you know, make it a little more grounded in reality here. This is meant to represent kind of a health situation from a clinic on the, kind of the upper left through to a hospital in the middle to the home use as well. And this all can connect together as an intelligent system. So in the clinic, they have a portable ultrasound that they might use to work with someone. In the hospital, there's handheld devices that are they can use in the pharmacy to keep track of inventory. At the front end, when someone checks in at the hospital, there's electronic medical records on a thin client device that'll be stored inside the inside the hospital. And then the back in the upper right there is a server farm, obviously, that's collecting all this data. And then it goes all the way through to every one of these different machines can connect to the server, keep their relative important data, you know, with them and go to the server as it needs to. And all the way through the home scenario. So if someone has something like a glucose monitor, those can run embedded solutions as well, and those could also provide data back within the system. So hopefully, you know, you get a sense now for what an intelligent system is and get some high-level concepts. It's not just us talking about intelligent systems. There's been a lot of great momentum around it, going all the way back to the fall up till now. It continues. IDC, Gartner, others, Intel, they're all talking about it and writing about it. So we think it has real industry momentum. And just a couple weeks ago, there was an announcement by the European Union that they're going to start to look into the ways that all this data can help benefit people and how, you know, they can help ensure it really grows and drives good use for their, you know, not customers, I don't know, citizens of the European Union. And in terms of a category, IDC forecasts that this intelligent systems category is really taking off. It's around $650 billion today. They think by 2015, it can go up to $1.4 trillion. So it's a hot area, it's a hot industry, and definitely people are very excited about it. Now, what I want to do next is kind of shift into how can you take advantage of this? So we talked about what it is, but now how do you go to take advantage of intelligent systems? And what I want to do to kind of, as we move into that, is just show a nice video. It's a little amusing, please just go with it here, but it kind of shows all the different devices that you can see in your lives. And as we go through this, think about these devices in the context of them putting out a lot of data. How can that data be used, collected, and we'll talk about that in a second. So we'll just go ahead and run this here. Thank you. I forgot to say that that is to represent the number of devices in a day that someone may see through the course of their day. Now, he saw a lot of devices because we purposely led him places so where he would see a lot of devices. But hopefully you get a sense for these devices are all around us, and they are definitely churning out a lot of great information for us. So let's talk about how you can take advantage of the intelligent system, and more specifically, what we at Microsoft are working on and would love to help you with in terms of making this real for you. Our approach is kind of based on three premises. The first is immersive experiences. We really want the future to be about great experiences for your customers, your partners, your employees, interacting with all the different ways that they need to engage with you. So obviously, the most simple way to think about it is things like retail, digital sign experiences, point of sale, checkout, you know, where we can check ourselves out now, and hopefully that gets easier and easier. But we want the experience to be very good, unique, fun, and immersive, because if it is very fun and enjoyable, people will continue to use it, and then, of course, they'll continue to drive business for us. Connected by the cloud. We think that all the devices, as I said, it's going to be commonplace now. If the device isn't connected now to the cloud, it will be for sure tomorrow. It's a no-brainer, and we see that as being the way forward, and that's where we're going to store all the information, collect and gather, and keep all this together. And we want these experiences connected by the cloud to happen across a world of smart devices. So, as I mentioned, lots of different form factors, lots of different types, shapes, sizes of these devices, and they're already around us today. How you get here, when you came off the airplane, when you checked in at the airport with the little kiosk, that's already happening today, and we can do a lot of things today. So I want to revisit those technology attributes framed in that sense of, you know, what can we do today? So, you know, as we think about the Microsoft products that already exist and many of the products you may already be using, think about identity. There's Forefront Identity Manager, as well as Windows Server Active Directory. Those could be the ways you manage identity connected through to the different devices. Security, we could have Microsoft Forefront again, as well as BitLocker drive encryption to lock down the actual devices themselves and make sure nobody can get access to that secure data. Connectivity, Windows Azure is a great solution, along with the Microsoft Remote Desktop Protocol and Windows Server Direct Access to ensure safe, smooth, secure connectivity between the devices and the back-end server. Again, products that are already in market today and available. On the advanced level, we've got the same thing. So manageability, System Center Configuration Manager, along with Windows Embedded Device Manager, offer great solutions around managing all those disparate devices, as well as Intune for updates and general device improvements. User experience, I mentioned Connect earlier. That's Connect for Windows is available now for people to, they're already starting to come up with interesting ideas and ways to interact with these devices. And you can also build upon Microsoft .NET and XAML as well. And finally, analytics, a whole range of products there, from SQL Server to SQL Server Stream Insights, SharePoint, and Microsoft Dynamics CRM, Microsoft Dynamics products, both CRM and ERP. You can see where if somebody's checking inventory, they'll want that data to go right back to the back warehouse, which is running on Dynamics ERP, and you know, make inventory level adjustments, which would then drive changes to what gets shipped or built, et cetera. So all these products are available today, and they're there to help start you on the road to a great intelligent system. I also want to talk a little bit about the device layer as well, and that's what Windows Embedded is all about. We have a whole raft of different flavors of operating system and solutions to help with your needs on this. So we have General Embedded, so Windows Embedded Standard 7 and Windows Embedded Compact 7. For those of you who want the reliability and the familiarity of Windows 7 in a component or compact form, those are available. We have a system and service offering as well with Windows Embedded Server, which helps bring the power of server into smaller form factors like server appliances where you don't have room for a whole server, or you don't want to even put in the expense of a whole server setup, as well as Windows Embedded Device Manager, which is the product that will help manage the devices. And then across the bottom there are a number of other products, both at an industry and a category level. So Windows Embedded Thin Client, Windows Embedded Handheld, which is great for ruggedized types of devices like the one in the video where they're checking inventory and scanning an inventory. Windows Embedded Automotive. This is our in-car infotainment and communication platform. It's the Ford Sync product that many of you hopefully are familiar with. And we also have the last one there is Windows Embedded PosReady 7, which is our product really aimed at very customer-facing scenarios like airport kiosks, retail checkout stands, retail kiosks, digital signs, etc. So that is a very strong product for very kind of retail hospitality industry. Now, in addition to those, you know, what I guess you would say is horizontal products that you could use in any scenario, we're also putting a lot of time and emphasis into some focus verticals, in particular retail. So we want to make sure the PauseReady product and others provide great solutions for you. Manufacturing and industrial automation, so we'll continue to work on that. The medical industry as well, we have products we're trying to continue to innovate there. And then auto, as I said, like the Ford Sync product. We'll continue to develop all the products I mentioned, but these four are really going to get some extra attention to drive a great user experience. I just want to revisit that health. With this in mind, with the context of some of the products we have in mind, if you just think back to that health example I showed earlier with the hospital and the clinic, you can see where you could take each of the different products I mentioned, and they can go into the various form factors or solutions that are needed. So, for example, Windows Embedded Compact could go into some of the patient monitoring in the upper right there. It can go into the clinic as well. The handheld device could be used in the pharmacy to do different scanning. A Windows Embedded Standard could be put on a thin client at the front of the hospital when someone comes to check in. Windows Embedded Device Manager will run the whole thing. Windows Azure could be the back-end server collecting and storing all the information. With it, Forefront, SharePoint, and SQL running on top of it. So all these products are available today. This isn't something that has to wait to be a mystical future. These are things that can be done today, and you can put this into action. I just want to go down one layer deeper, because normally when we do this, people want to know about some of the products that might be on these different scenarios. So I want to take through one medical scenario just a little bit deeper. And we're going to do it very simply about a lady who goes for an imaging and how this could potentially work for her. So, you know, if we start on the left, box number one, she would check in at the hospital on a thin client, running electronic medical records plus, Windows Server Active Directory, Forefront, Windows Embedded Device Manager would be involved to help manage the device, as well as System Center Configuration Manager and Windows Embedded Standard 7. So those are the different pieces that could be on the front when she shows up to check in. And when she does check in, she goes ahead and the system automatically goes and retrieves the records from the server for her. And on the back-end server, there's a whole host of other products available there. Dynamics CRM to manage the customer relationship, Windows Server, and similar products again, Forefront, SQL Stream Technologies, Stream Insights. Then the medical records get automatically sent the moment she checks in, and they're sent down to the treatment area where a technician there will receive them and know that, okay, this person's going to come see me in a minute, and then they know that they can check them in when they get there. From there, the patient goes to the imaging center, and the actual imaging device would receive different information, right? That has to be less about billing records and more about actual medical details and medical data. So the patient would have their tests, and those results would be uploaded back to the central server. And that would then trigger getting the data sent to the patient records file so that they know what logged in their file as well as it goes into their billing records. Results can be then automatically sent to a doctor who doesn't have to be there. It could be anywhere the doctor is. He can be looking at them on a medical tablet, see what's going on. He can analyze the results, enter the information back into the medical record system, which will push it again back to the server. And then by the time, as the patient checks out, the billing is automatically routed to the insurance company, and all the records are stored where they need to be. And then the final piece of all this, is that the patient, as she leaves the hospital, she may be sent the results of her imaging, if she chooses that, with her security preferences. It can be sent right to her phone. And then she also could get a notification that the prescription we worked on for you has already been routed to the pharmacy, and it's already ready for you to pick up. So it kind of completes the whole loop. And each stage, the key is that the right pieces of information or data are sent to the right machine, the right person, at the right time, and in the right form factor. So that gives you, again, simple overview of kind of how intelligent systems can work and how it can be put into practice today. We do have a number of customers already doing a great work with our technologies, from Carl's Jr., the hamburger company, Ford, as I mentioned with Sync, Kia, GE Healthcare, Hello Kitty as well, and a number of others. They're actually outlined in this book here. All the case studies are right here in this brochure, which I've got plenty of copies on, and that gentleman with the t-shirt gets one of these just for getting his 2008 correctly. So he's very excited about that. So I encourage you to go ahead and take one of these as well if you want to see what other companies are already doing today to help make their businesses run a lot smarter. With that, I encourage you to take the next step and learn more. We've had an intelligent systems demo here at our booth, and hopefully some of you have taken advantage of that. I encourage you to go to www.unlockintelligence.com. That's a website, obviously, that has all our content on it, case studies, how you can get access to partners of ours, as well as explain more about our products. Or you can email us at intelligencesystems@microsoft.com, and someone will be happy to reply and set up the appropriate appointments for you or meetings. So I just, you know, before I close, I guess I should say thank you for coming. And I guess if you have any questions at this time, there are a couple microphones available. We can definitely take some questions. Otherwise, make sure you access Digital MMS to view the session recordings after the event and fill out all your evaluations. But I definitely thank you for being here, and I encourage you to grab one of these brochures if you want to see some other companies who are already putting this into action. So thank you very much, and if you have any questions, please let me know.